The first round is on Owen's Recovery Science. Owen's Recovery Science is a single source
for PTs,
OTs,
ATCs,
DCs,
and other medical professionals
seeking certification
in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Find out more and get certified
at owensrecoveryscience.com. All right, PT World. In this episode, we talk to physical therapist and clinic owner Danny Mata. Danny's not a stranger to the show and actually has a podcast of his own already called The Doc and Jock Show. We talked with Danny about tactical athletes through his work with Mobility Wad, his business, Athletes Potential in Atlanta, and then a big announce, his launching of his PT Entrepreneur podcast that focuses on PTs who are in the world of business and entrepreneurship. The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Welcome to ours.
Can't get enough of it.
This is PT Pintcast. It's a podcast about physical therapy.
How could you not love it?
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
I'm your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay. Back on the show, no stranger to PT Pintcast, considered the world-renowned leader in the fields of rehab, sports medicine, and tactical athlete consultation. He is only one of 8 instructors in the world for the Mobility Wad Group, founded by Kelly Sturette, another former guest. He spent 7 years active duty in the U.S. Army as a PT, went to PT school at Baylor, and most recently took over for the director of Mobility Wad Tactical and is a direct consultant to numerous tactical organizations such as FBI, U.S. Army, and Combined Arms Group. Plus, he's got his own podcast. On the PT Pintcast right now is Danny Mata. Danny, welcome back to the show.
Hi, man. Thanks for having me again. I would say yours has been the most fun one I've been on. And when you text me, you're like, hey, I got to grab a beer. I realized I had to get one too.
You got to grab a beer.
I did.
All right, good.
And I did. I got a Sweetwater 420, so I'm keeping it real classy.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
It's a good beer. I've had that on the show before. I am, going probably less classy, but you know, I'm crashing my brother's house for a little while. So I'm going Bud Light Lime because it's summery here. I'm in upstate New York. Cheers to
you. Yeah. Cheers. That's like, you know, my wife likes that beer too. Mm-hmm. So
it's not bad. You know, I just stole it out of my brother's fridge, so it's also free.
Beer is the best beer.
So what have you been up to? Last time we had you on the show, we talked about your background, kind of what we threw at people in the intro, which was what drew me to you is, number one, you had a podcast. Number two, I liked it because there's a lot of podcasts out there and you don't have to like them all. Number three, like the tactical athlete thing, I'd said it before on your first episode. My dad was a New York City firefighter. Now, actually, since we've talked the first time and now, there's actually a special interest group within the sports section started by Rich Westrick, which is awesome, you know, treating these tactical athletes as such and now actually throwing that tag on them and saying that you are a subset of an athlete. So good on you for doing that before it was actually a thing within the APTA.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, there's a lot of people in the tactical community. And, you know, I think that we just fill a really interesting void that's not really there. You know, so having been in the Army and having been associated with these infantry groups that are primarily the ones that you think of when you think of military, right? Like, there's a lot of other people, a lot of other jobs, but like, your guys are carrying heavy weight around and carrying guns, and they actually are doing the fighting. Like, I was attached to a group in Hawaii for about 2 years that's what they did as part of the 25th Infantry Division. And the one thing that you'll notice is training, really, there's a lack of any sort of movement education and or mobility work. And they've tried to revamp the standards. And this is a big group. This is a lot of people, hundreds of thousands of people, and it's hard to make change fast. And everybody thinks they've got the right answer. For us, what's interesting is getting a chance to come in as a consultant, basically, and through Mobility Wad Tactical and say, okay, this is what you guys are doing. Great. Let's show you how to take care of your body. And however you train, you know, you're still going to have the understanding of how to create some longevity within your military career, but not just that. And most people are not going to spend 20 years in. Like, are you just going to beat yourself up for a couple years and then now you're in pain all the time? Like, understand, you owe yourself, you know, the ability to take care of yourself long term and to your family too, and your loved ones when you want to spend time around. So that's what we do. And it's a lot of it is, well, there's different variations, but I think the most profound piece of it is really getting a chance to work with the medics. If those of you aren't familiar with the military, medics are basically like your low-level kind of triage medical provider, if you want to call it that. They get some basic education, mainly on trauma. But the interesting with medics is majority of what they see is musculoskeletal. It's not gunshot wounds.
Right.
You know, it's not somebody that's got a bone sticking through their skin. It's, hey, doc, and this is what they call everybody, right? So like, hey, doc, my back hurts. okay, well, go see the PA. That's the answer usually.
Right.
And the PA doesn't know shit about your back, right? So, okay, let's get you an x-ray and give you some Motrin. 3 weeks later, you finally trickle your way into a physical therapy clinic that is completely overbooked anyway, and it's a real problem. So if that medic, if you can take that medic and train them up on some more advanced techniques and they become more musculoskeletally savvy, not only do they feel better, but they get to help their guys out, and that never really gets up the stream to, you know, PA.
So when you're doing stuff with Mobility Wad Tactical and you go into a group, because I know we had talked, you know, off air, we met for a beer in just outside of DC when you were in town. When you go to work with a group, who are you working with? Are you working with the operators, or are you working with the medics, or a mix, or what?
It depends. So it depends on who the group is. You know, I'll be at Fort Bragg working with a group that's an airborne group in a week. So I'll be up there doing 2 days with them. And this will actually be more of our operator level work, where we're basically just teaching these simple self-treatment protocols. Because, and this, you know, there's some gray area, and we live in that gray area. So there's also no practice act in Afghanistan, right? So like, there's no turf war. Like, people are shooting at you, your back hurts, people should know how to fix that.
Right.
You should know how to fix that. You should know how to tell your friend how to fix that. At least take a crack at it yourself, and not just like pop a bunch of pain meds and hope that it goes away. So we teach kind of like protocol based stuff, basic movement pattern work. We kind of work around what their squat looks like, what their push up looks like, because there's so many issues we see with that. We go over some running technique, just some basic stuff, just to help them get a better idea of how to run efficiently. And then we go over mobility for the areas that we see a lot of deficiencies in, which is kind of foot and ankle, hips, and thoracic spine. Those are the big ones that the tactical athlete tends to miss some range in. And then when we work with medics, we get into a little bit more detail of, well, these are some opportunities you have to make a change. If you see something fresh, if you want to do like a slight variation of a hands-on technique, you know, like, I mean, they can do a lot more, especially in the elite groups. Like, we work with some of these special operations groups, and these medics, man, I mean, they are with physicians and PTs in a number of levels, probably more so. I mean, they can do dry needling, acupuncture, they can do general surgery, dentistry. I mean, there are some badasses medically, as well as just being an operator. So we teach them everything that we know and everything that they would want to learn, because they can do so much more.
I want to make sure we give a nod to just a way you can pick up. You're saying you should be able to do it yourself, or at least take a crack at it, or help a friend.
Yeah.
Kelly Storette and Mobility Wad gives away so much information in the form of videos. It's a shame that more people don't follow him. I mean, with 112,000 followers on Twitter, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people already drinking the Kool-Aid there.
Yeah, sure.
It's worth taking a look, because it's always, they're always giving away, you know, Kelly and Juliet, they're always giving away these cool videos just on different stuff. And right now they're doing actually a 2-week series on foot and ankle. So to follow them on Twitter, even if it's just a peek, and that is Mobility Wad on Twitter, at Mobility Wad, that's Mobility WOD. Just check that out, because you're right, you should be able to take a crack at it. And that's kind of what Kelly's, you know, books are about. Supple Leopards about, give it a shot, it's your body.
It is, and I think that struck a chord with people. I also think that there's people there that are very old school. They're like, you know, this is our turf, we shouldn't teach people how to do some of these things. And look, man, there's so many people that are injured, you know, there's so many people that are hurt, and for some of them, maybe that's all they need. But for most people, what's going to happen is they're going to feel somewhat better, and what they're going to think is, wow, if this guy can help me with a video link, you know, like, we get this a lot. We get people that reach out to us in our practice here in Atlanta, you know, and they're like, oh, hey, you know, I hurt my back. Like, I don't think I need to come in for a visit. What should I do for this and that? So we'll say, okay, well, you know, try this. It sounds like this is a general, whatever, lower back issue. And we'll send them something for their like QL or whatever, something easy. And half the time that person comes in as a patient, they're shocked that we can help them without even like touching them, you know, and just have an understanding of where these low hanging fruit areas are. And then they have so much trust in us that they want to work with us, and they'll do all the uncomfortable stuff that we typically make people do and be very compliant with it.
You are weird. Because you're like me, you're weird.
Yeah, thanks.
You do a couple different things. You know, you have the military background. You went to PT school, opened your own clinic. You want to talk about that too, Athlete's Potential. You're down in Atlanta. Check it out online, athletespotential.com. So you're a business person. You're a communicator with a podcast. You're a PT. And you're smushing all these things together. That's kind of what the future is. That's what we really call a hybrid. I mean, That's the future, right? That's what these DPT students are wanting to become, or a lot of them anyway.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we have an opportunity to do a lot of things now, right? With content, social media, different platforms. So yeah, I mean, it all starts with the commitment to try to become the best physical therapist in the world. I mean, I think you have to wake up every morning, and if that's what you do and that's what your job is, if you honestly don't try to get to a point where you're progressing every day and you try to become the best physical therapist in the world, then you need to find another field because you're frankly watering ours down. And that's harsh, but we need more people that are trying to progress and get better. And there's a lot of those people out there. So for me, what happened was, you know, when I took this job teaching for Mobility WOD, I needed something to do during the week. And my wife would just probably get irritated with me if I was around all the time, right? So I decided I was going to open a practice in a CrossFit gym. Didn't really try super hard, I would say, like early on. And it, you know, what happened was it just started to grow and grow because it resonated with people. The fact that they were going to get to spend an hour with somebody and they were getting these really good outcomes and they were shocked that I remember what their, you know, kids' names were. And we actually had a relationship. And that started back in 2014 when I got out of the Army. And it's something that up until about a year and a half ago, we didn't really focus on the business side of that. And I've had to become infatuated with marketing and sales and everything that goes into owning a business with finance and hiring and all these things that sound boring to some people, I actually really, really get excited about, you know, oddly. It's because for us now, it's all about how can we employ more people? How can we grow the opportunity for people to work in jobs like what we have? And we've been able to go from just myself to now we've got another physical therapist that works full time for us. We're about to hire another one on, you know, this coming month. And we've got three locations. So it's just, and we take no insurance. Right. So it's all 100% cash based. And people
that doesn't work. I've heard lots of people that doesn't work, Danny. I don't know how you're doing it, but it doesn't work.
I'll tell you, when I decided I was going to do this, I'm not going to say who this is because he's pretty well known, but one of my mentors told me that I would never, that this would never work. And even if I got busy enough where I could have a somewhat of an income from this, I would never be able to hire another physical therapist ever. Right. Unless I took insurance. He's wrong because we've now done it and we're about to do it again. And I don't see any stopping it in terms of, you know, where it's at. And it's easier conversation. Look, 3 years ago, insurance was different. People's perception of it was different. Mm-hmm. And now it's getting worse and worse in terms of deductibles. More people have HSAs and FSAs. So they've got skin in the game no matter what. And they're looking for value. So if you can provide that
value,
what they want.
V-word. Well, we want to talk about a little bit about the business and things, how they're changing. I want to say thanks to our sponsors because that's how my business model works. I say
you got to pay your bills, man.
Pay your bills. You know, student loans, they don't stop no matter what you're doing. Our friends at Arias Medical Staffing, you've been all around the country, especially with the Army, all around the world. Our friends at Arias, they can get you a job being a PT anywhere in the U.S. That's it. They find people jobs. You call them, tell them, you know, generally where you want to work or live, what setting, what state, what city, whatever. They help you with things like the resume. They have a bunch of jobs just sitting there waiting for you. So believe me, they'll find you a job. And I think a lot of people's perception about going to like a job agency like this, a headhunting place. Well, how much does it cost me? I mean, I just graduated from PT school, man. I can't afford just throwing everything. That's nothing. Just to be clear, nothing. You go to them, they're just going to find you a job, then you get paid, period. You, as the person looking for a job, are not going to pay anything. And one more thing is, you can have a buddy. Like, let's say your wife's a nurse or another PT or an OT or whatever. They'll look for jobs for the both of you in different locations too. So multiple ways that you're going to get hooked up. Location, jobs, resume help, a travel buddy, whatever. Check them out online at ariusmedical.com. That's ariusmedical.com. Give them a ring. Give them an email. No pressure. And again, they find you a job and you're not thrilled, don't take it. They don't want an unhappy customer either. So check out my friends at Arias. That's AURUSmedical.com.
Making your commute to clinic enjoyable since 2015.
What is it?
This is the PT Pinecast.
Calling all physical therapists.
Expand your knowledge and your practice with Rock Tape. Join their medical professional program at no cost to you.
And start getting 40% off retail pricing right now.
Just head to rocktape.com and click Become a Medical Pro
to get 40% off retail right now.
Rock Tape helps athletes of every level go stronger, longer.
With the best kinesiology tape, cutting edge education, and fitness support products.
Physical therapists,
go to rocktape.com/start
and use the code PTPINECAST when you sign up
for an extra 10% off your first order. Rock Tape, the best kinesiology tape.
Thought about a career as a traveling physical therapist? Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency, offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Whether you're a new graduate or seasoned therapist, an exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. So three questions. I don't know if we were doing this when you were on the show last time. We've installed a new feature called Three Questions.
Right. You weren't, but you did ask me some, like, you know, rapid fire stuff at the end.
Oh,
I remember.
Okay, yeah. These are different. Yeah. These aren't as hard. These are.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
If you could go right now, just drop everything, go be a PT somewhere in the U.S. for 13 weeks, where would you go?
I'd go back to Hawaii in a heartbeat. I mean, I lived there for 3 years, yeah. So. I would make it very specific. I would go to Haleiwa on the North Shore and I would live there and hopefully not have to leave for 13 weeks.
They have placements in Hawaii, so check out our friends at Arias. Second question, what's something that you've read that really inspired you?
Man, it's going to be hard to narrow that down. A book that I think all physical therapists should read is a book called To Sell as Human. It's by Daniel Pink.
Daniel Pink, yep.
As physical therapists, it's not just about selling is a dirty term. In most people's mind, but persuasion, sales, it's not that you're trying to get somebody to buy something, unless you are, that could be that, but how about compliance or how about changing somebody's view on their chronic pain? I mean, this is all sales. Mm-hmm. It all boils down to the umbrella of sales. And he does a really good job of taking something that sounds like a, you know, like a sleazy term, like some weird used car salesman selling you something, to break it down into the psychology of how do people make decisions and how can you get people to make decisions that are better decisions, hopefully, for them.
Yeah.
Via words, you know?
Yeah, I like it. All right, Daniel Pink right there on the show. And third question, who is someone within the field of physical therapy that the audience should know more about?
I'm gonna give my buddy Doug Kachigian a shout out. So Doug, have you had Doug on the show yet?
Not yet, but we've emailed. He's up in New York. Yeah. He's in New York City, right?
He's in New York City. I was at a course this weekend, and the physical therapist from the Braves was there, and we were chatting, and he had done some work with Doug as well. And I think that from this, especially from the side that we come from in terms of this kind of hybrid strength and conditioning and physical therapy blend, Doug is doing it really well with his practice up in his resilient PT, I believe is what it's called. Yep. In New York. And he's got a really good blog, and he just started a podcast too.
Yeah.
So, but he is a PJ, so he's a badass.
Cool. Yeah, we'll get him on the show soon.
You should. Right, he's great.
So the reason we bring you back on is we want to hear about more of the great things, but now you're going to branch out yet again. You're going to get even weirder, as I alluded to in the first half of the show. You're going to get even weirder because you're going to start to now take your PT business experience and your podcast experience, because we want to, of course, give you a nod to the Doc and Jock podcast, which you host now with Coach Joe, but you're going to do something a little bit different. What is that?
I've become just fascinated with business and everything that falls under that in the last kind of year and a half. A lot of what I've been able to do is really be around other business owners. I'm part of a group in Atlanta called Entrepreneurs Organization, which is this worldwide entrepreneurs group, and it's just for business owners that meet a certain criteria. And I'm very lucky that I'm able to be a part of this, because, you know, we have people in our group that are anywhere from, like, Sarah Blakely, for instance, is part of this group, who is a billionaire, right? So, like, that's kind of crazy. You get to be around people like that, all the way down to people like myself that are fairly junior compared to people like that, and everywhere in between. And what I've noticed is business is business, no matter if you're, you know, a grant writer or you sell Spanx or you're a physical therapist, it's all the same. And I think the term, it's not business, it's entrepreneurship, right? So entrepreneurship is, in my opinion, it's how do you build something that is self-sustaining and be able to employ other people, as well as create a life for yourself that's more than what most people typically strive for. It's not for everybody, but if you're interested in that stuff, it can really, you know, change your world, change your life. And for me, we don't get any of the stuff in school. We don't get any business education in school. I went to school in the Army. Why would they teach me business? You know, there's nothing I would need to know in the Army about that. So I had to learn a lot of this stuff on my own, and I've luckily had some really good mentors. So, you know, yeah, there's a podcast, the PT Entrepreneurship Podcast. It's basically going to be me giving you some lessons that I've learned, but also getting my friends on that are, you know,
doing it.
They're actual like, you know, like, hey, let's talk to a guy that has an 8-figure business that is genre-based music cruises.
Wow.
Like, that sounds awesome, right? Let's talk to him. I'll give him a call and we can talk, because this is a business that he started and now he does all his culture development stuff. And if you try to consult with this guy, it would be thousands of dollars an hour. Yet they're willing to talk to people on a podcast.
Right.
Right.
Isn't that weird?
It's so weird.
Everybody
to me.
Says yes. Most of them.
Everybody does. I'm going to get my goal is to get Sarah Blakely on. I'm going to get her on. We're going to talk to a billionaire.
Was she the CEO of Spanx?
Spanx, man. She started that in an apartment in like literally selling this, shipping this stuff out on her own.
It's a
crazy story.
I'll give a nod to another podcast, How I Built This. It's from NPR. She was just on it.
Yeah.
That's why I know who you're talking about, because I don't buy Spanx very often for myself or anything.
Right.
Maybe I should. I'd look better. But yeah, that show is great because it does exactly what you're talking about. So if you're a PT entrepreneur, a show outside of PT, How I Built This, they take the guy who launched Five Guys, the guy who launched Southwest Airlines, Sarah Blakely from Spanx, and they just say, how'd you do it? And then they go backwards and tell the story. And a lot of times it literally is grit, not quitting, just desire, and then a little bit of accident mixed in with some elbow grease, and that's how you become, you know, a company that brands that you've heard of, something self-sustaining. That's totally
and you know, and that is, and I tell you, the other thing that's interesting is when you meet people like this, you realize they're not any different than you. I think it's easy to put these people on a pedestal and, oh, they're geniuses, or oh man, they just have some sort of special skill. No, they're just hustlers, and sometimes they were in the right place at the right time. But you know, the other thing with this is, really, aside from the fact that we want to educate people on business and why that's necessary to know so that we can grow the economy, and really, as physical therapists, we have a unique opportunity now to, with low overhead, low barrier to entry, to start a cash-based physical therapy practice. In my mind, the sweet spot is in a gym. You know, I call it, you know, a gym PT practice is, I think there could be 500 to 1,000 of these in the U.S. in the next 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, smart.
And look, man, it's like having a Chick-fil-A in a mall. Like, they're
you're not
going to
lose. You're not going to lose.
Your target audience is right there. It's such a good relationship for the gym too. And if you like being around active people and you like training yourself, and the people you like to work with the most are those people, and you fight over them in your insurance-based practice and you're tired of working with that workers' comp patient, well then, guess what? Like, now is the time, and we can have this PT, you know, gym PT revolution in the next few years, and have hundreds of us just killing it and it being entrepreneurs and on our own and actually creating something instead of asking for a handout from somebody that wants to pay you less than what you're worth.
PT Entrepreneur Podcast, that's what we're calling it.
That's what it's going to be called.
As we're recording right now in the early July, it's not out yet, but when is it going to drop?
So we'll drop it in August. We're pulling up content for this right now. I've got some interviews lined up. Jimmy McKay is going to be one of them.
Yeah. What does
he
know?
Just so you guys know, he knows a lot about podcasting. And, you know, we're going to interview some interesting people. And some of it's too just going to be lessons learned, man. I want this to be something that you guys can actually take away some nuggets of what I think you learn the hard way sometimes. And hopefully you don't have to learn it that way. And really be able to take this content and apply it and not ask for anything in return. I mean, I want to educate people. I want to help people just understand they can do this. And sometimes it's a confidence thing, sometimes it's a skill set. And if you need both of those, I mean, that's what we're going to try to provide people.
Who else? You want to tease it with anybody else that you got lined up? Who's cooking?
Oh, we're definitely going to get Kelly Storette on there.
He knows a little bit something about me.
I had breakfast this morning with a guy that owns a marketing agency as well as 4 other 8-figure businesses. So this is somebody that's like the Richard Branson of Atlanta. You know, I've got a couple of friends here in Atlanta that own really big, interesting businesses. You know, we get anybody on there from a grant writer all the way to, you know, a PR firm to a social media company. One of the interviews we're going to line up, you know, in the next couple of weeks is a friend of mine that has a social media company that does all the social media for big companies like Ashley Furniture. And then we want to talk to some PTs that are just crushing it, man, like a Brandon Vaughn or looking at, you know, some of these cash-based practices like Jared Carter and I are jumping on a call next month. And, we just want to make sure that people understand there's different ways to go about this and there's different ways to be successful, and people are doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so cool to see our profession and do this.
I mean, you were told by, you know, a mentor you're not going to mention, or someone you're not going to mention, that you can't do one of those things. But I was told by, you know, a professor, I won't say who said I would steer clear of the whole podcast thing. It's just going to take time and energy away from your studies. And then I had another professor who was like, you definitely need to do this. So it's like, it's funny how you wind up listening to one or the other. Which devil are you going to listen to on your shoulder? And hopefully it's the one that says, go for it. Because, I mean, you know, especially with business, it's a big risk. It feels like a mountain it's impossible to climb, but other people are climbing it.
It's the scariest thing I've ever done. And look, here was my situation. If I can do it, anybody can do it. I left a job in the Army where I was looking at promotion to major soon, you know, probably within a year after when I had left, you know, which means a pay increase. I've got phenomenal health care. I have a pension in the next staying for another 10 years and I have a pension. I've got health care for life, you know, and it's an actual job where I'm around people that I really like to be around. And my dad, who's a retired Army officer, I told him, I said, Dad, I'm going to get out of the Army. I'm going to teach for this guy that lives in San Francisco, who wrote a book called Becoming a Supple Leopard, which is an odd name for a book,
yes,
right?
It is.
And I'm going to open a practice in an office in a CrossFit gym. It doesn't have any windows, and I'm not going to take insurance. So people are going to have to pay me cash.
How hard did your dad hit you?
I thought he was going to pass out, man. I mean, I thought like he, for 2 weeks solid, I mean, I don't think he slept. I think he was very worried, and he tried to talk me out of it. Everybody in my family, for the most part, I don't think thought it was a good idea. And then you start downing yourself and you're like, man, is this a bad idea? Am I really like committing career suicide? And you know what? It's not that there's anything wrong with them. It's not, that's totally normal. They're just worried about you and they don't understand the way that you might see the world, the way that you view things. Look, I'm not going to get into this whole woo-woo like visualization shit, but look, if you think that you can do something, and it's not just, oh, I'll just manifest this. And there's that whole The Secret, like just think about a red bike and a red bike shows at your front door. No, that's bullshit. You work and then you go buy a red bike and then you get a red bike. But if you are fascinated by a red bike, you'll get a red bike.
Right.
And if you're fascinated by business and growing that and actually building something for your family and building wealth, which is different than having a job, understand there's two different things. If you want to build wealth for your family that's not dependent on somebody else, you have to do that on your own. And entrepreneurship and business owner and being a business owner, that's the way to do it. And the way we can do it now as physical therapists is more accessible than it ever has been before.
I cannot wait for this show to pop. PT Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Danny Amato. You're ready to rip the cover off it and go right now.
Man, I've been ragging in all day. I've been drinking a lot of coffee. I wrestled with my kids before I got on this one. If you had talked to me a few hours ago, it probably would have been even more excited. I would have been more excitable. And but I mean, it is what it is. It's what I'm fascinated by. It's what I enjoy teaching people about, you know, and it comes across, I hope.
Yeah, well, that's one thing is that, you know, I don't know about you, but I get emails every once in a while from people within PT saying, hey, you know, I know you've had a podcast for a while. I'm thinking about starting one. And, you know, we've talked about this before. And my response back is, this needs to be the thing that you want to do when you're not at work. You know, a lot of people aren't just going to go podcast full time, obviously, but you want to do it on the side. But it needs to be the thing. If you're going to kind of do this, you know, an hour or two per week, it ain't going to happen. But if you really want to jump headfirst, and this applies to everything, getting a red bike, opening a practice, starting a podcast, doesn't matter. If you jump in headfirst, it will happen.
It will, for sure. And you have to sacrifice. I mean, look, this isn't the easy road. And I think it's easy to look back and say, oh man, like, oh, that's all you got to do is just put a table in a gym and people will just come. No, you put a table in an office in a gym and you don't do the right things, you'll just sit there by yourself.
Yeah.
And your business will collapse. So it's not the easy thing. It's the thing that you have to ask yourself, what gets you up in the morning and excited? You know, I have 6 o'clock patients every morning and I get up at 4:30. I'm excited to do that. I'm not, you know, I don't have to hit the snooze 5 times. I'm ready to go. I'm excited for the day because I like what I do. I get to help people and I get to really progress as a business owner and learn from some other really smart people. So, you know, if that's something that you're interested in, I hope that, you know, you check out the podcast, the business podcast. That's the only reason we're doing it. And I already have a business. I teach for another group. I have another podcast. I'm gonna have this podcast. I actually like my kids and
kids.
My wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, how do you get a bunch of shit done? Well, guess what? I will teach you how to do that. You know, it's all about being organized and actually setting the day up correctly. And if you do, you'll get more done in a week than people do in a month. Period. It's just that simple.
PT Entrepreneur Podcast. Check it on iTunes. Danny, I'm waiting for this one. You're going to rip the cover off of it. Every episode we record is a pint, but before we're done with the pint, we do shots.
This is the Parting Shot.
Powered by Optum. Optum offers weekend courses that are Monday morning applicable, utilizing approaches that make sense.
They promote excellence shots and hands-on treatment, exercise prescription, pain science, and clinical reasoning, offering a COMT,
as well as an APTA-accredited fellowship in orthopedic manual therapy, both online and in-person mentoring, with locations in Houston, Dallas, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Find out more online
at OptumFellowship.com.
Parting shot of wisdom. What do you got for the PT community?
My parting shot would be to educate yourself. You can do that in so many cheap ways, so many free ways. You can watch videos. You can listen to podcasts. You can read books. I mean, books are such a cheap, accessible form of information from some of the smartest people in the world. So if you're not reading and you're not listening to podcasts consistently, then you're missing out on a great opportunity to just progress as a human. We've never had this much accessibility to information.
Yeah.
Ever.
I mean, think about it. I mean, podcast number one on iTunes anyway, they're free. It's spoken word. Right. This is not rocket science. It's not reinventing the wheel.
Yeah.
You get to jump into, I mean, pretty much like most leading figures, especially in business, have a podcast or have been on 20 different podcasts.
Exactly.
How much would you pay to sit in the room with a guy like Seth Godin? You know, how much would you would you pay to sit in the room and listen to him and just have him crack wise about whatever? You can do that because he's got a podcast series out there. So that's great advice. I like it.
We're lucky. We live in a really interesting time. And you also have to have context with content. Right. So like, where does it apply? It doesn't always apply to you. So take it with a grain of salt. But, you know, go after the things that you think interest you the most, but also, you know, that are going to be the best return on your investment as well.
All right. Danny Mata, check him out. AthletesPotential.com is the website for his clinic. His podcast, Doc and Jock, is out now. And his new one, Podcasts. You got a network going on. PT Entrepreneur Podcast.
Trying to keep up with you, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to keep up with Jimmy McKay. He's the man. That's all there is to it.
Excited to hear this because I think people are going to gravitate towards it. So I appreciate you putting it out there and just kind of letting people absorb and listen and feel.
Yeah, you know, and if anybody has any questions for me or you'd like to reach out, you know, you can hit me up an email. I'm going to give you my personal email legitimately. I answer this one. It's Danny@athletespotential.com. You know, shoot me an email. I literally get back to every single person that emails me at the irritation of my wife sometimes. I find it very important, and I've had some mentors that have taken the time to answer me and educate me, and it's helped me significantly. So I just want to, you know, pay it forward and do the same thing.
Awesome. Also on Twitter at Doc and Jock for the podcast and at Danny Mata PT for Danny directly. Pumped to hear this, and I guess I'm excited to be on it as well.
Oh yeah, that's right. I'm humbled.
Appreciate you stopping by and talking about this, man.
You got it, man. Hey, thanks so much for having me on. Anytime you want, I will come back and we'll yell at each other back and forth about the things that we want to see change.
I like it.
The PT Pintcast is a product of PT Pintcast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pintcast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pintcast.
The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Our home on the internet.
PTPintcast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.